This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
My next guest this morning is not only a record producer, he's also a label owner and owns a recording studio, Vienna People Records in Sydney. He's just released an exciting new project to support marriage equality. Joining me on the line from Sydney is Michael McGlynn. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Leo, how's it going?
Not too bad. Now, firstly, you're a record producer, but you also own your own label and recording studio. How did all of this start for you?
Look, I was actually 17 when I discovered that music was my passion. I started listening to Elton John and I just fell in love with his music. And pretty much straight away, I just went, that's what I want to do. And I bought, well, my mum at the time bought me a piano and I sat down and immersed myself in Elton John's music and taught myself how to play. And since then, it's just it's snowballed and it's just my life now.
Jimmy Barnes on Joy. From the new album, hashtag Say Yes to Love, that is signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. On the line from Sydney is record producer, label owner, producer of the album, Michael Glynn. That track was from Jimmy Barnes, and getting someone of his caliber on this project must have been pretty exciting.
Look, it certainly was. It was. We only started this whole project about 7 weeks ago. So it's been a meteoric thing for us. We came up with the concept of opening it up to the Australian music industry to show their support for marriage equality and also to have a fundraising aspect for Australian Marriage Equality, who are a fantastic organisation of people who are donating their time to the cause. And we sent out the invitation. We had great support from ARIA as well, and they sent the invitation out to all their artists. And then, yeah, when we got replies from Jimmy Barnes and Josh Pike and John Butler and all these, and the Cat Empire, and then a whole bunch of fantastic unknown or lesser known artists as well, it was truly exciting. It's great to see the music industry getting behind it.
Exactly. So on this album, there's a bit of everything for everybody. You know, there's some well-known artists and some new artists that people can discover. How did you decide which tracks to include?
Mate, to be honest with you, that's the first 21 songs that were sent to us. And we were very lucky that we just got a whole bunch of great tracks. It kind of put itself together, this first record. The main trick was with all those different styles, just coming up with a song order that flowed. So that was the main trick. But in terms of choosing who went on, we had 21 artists who within 3 or 4 weeks had said, yes, we want to be behind this, and they're the 21 artists that are on the record.
Now, I hear there's going to be some more volumes coming soon as well. Who's on your list? Who's on your dream list, Michael? Who would you want to be involved with this new project?
A whole bunch of people on the dream list are already involved. Jimmy was right up there on my list when we first started. And then we've got a few absolutely massive names who are going to be on Volume 2. I can't really say yet because it's all a little bit under wraps, but we've got about 20 tracks now for Volume 2, so we're going to be moving on to Volume 3 and 4 and beyond. So on my dream list would be Sia. I'd love to get her involved. It'd be great to get Delta to get her to donate that track. That's a great track.
Yeah, I was going to say that too, because, that's called Wings. It's beneath her out today, in fact. But, I mean, Delta's been in Mardi Gras Parade and in the party, so she'd be perfect. And, of course, Kylie Minogue would be right up there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, look, it's really interesting. When we sat down and said, okay, who do we want for this project? And you look at how many brilliant Australian artists there are. It's actually quite overwhelming when you look at them and you go, wow, there are literally dozens and dozens of brilliant, high-profile Australian musicians, and that's not to mention the thousands of incredibly talented artists that are out there not getting the recognition they probably deserve.
Exactly right, and it's a good idea to sort of combine the albums with, I guess, those unknown artists and new and established artists to people can discover new music and discover new artists. It's great.
Yeah, look, we had some meetings with some record industry people when we first floated the concept, and one person who I won't mention kind of said, look, you should just do an album and just make it one album and just make it open to, you know, big artists so that it makes a big splash. And I said, look, this has got to be reflective of the community, and the community isn't just famous people. It has to be open to everyone. It has to be open to the famous artists. Obviously, they're going to be great profile of what we're doing. But there's just so much talent in this country. And so many of them, well, most of the musicians I know support marriage equality. So really the idea is to get hundreds of submissions by the time we're done and really hopefully get the message to our federal politicians that we want the law changed.
Exactly right. Hopefully that would be very, very soon this year, hopefully, Michael.
Let's hope, hey.
Say Yes to Love, featuring tracks from the likes of Jimmy Barnes, The Cat Empire, John Butler Trio, The Black Sorrows, and Joy favourite Katie Noonan is available online on iTunes right now. All proceeds go towards the Australian Marriage Equality. So show your support and download a copy today. Now, Michael, on the album, you also feature as an artist. This is your first song that you've released, is that right?
Yeah, I've always been the behind-the-scenes guy. I've always been the guy that's been producing records for other people. And at the really early stages of putting the record together, when we only had about six or seven artists, I thought, well, I'm going to have to plump it up somehow. I may as well put my track on there. And what better way to release your first single than for a cause that you really believe in? And, you know, I'm not in this business to make money for myself. There are things that are much more important to me than money, and social justice is infinitely more important.
Exactly.
So I decided that I'd release my debut single as part of the movement.
Now, the track is called Diamond. What's the track about?
Look, it's a song about love, really. I talk about the love of my parents and the advice of my parents and my best friend and my partner at the time. And it's also about love that you can't have as well, which is reflected in a couple of the verses. I've never actually been asked really what it's about.
There before. You go.
It's a love song. It's a love song, Leo.
Oh, fantastic. So let's play the track. This is from the album, hashtag Say Yes to Love. This is Michael McGlynn. This is Diamond on Joy. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Leo.
My darling always told me, can't give you my heart. I feel safe when you hold me, but you gotta make a new start. And she talks and I listen, and in my hands something's a glistening, and that's right. And her brain washes away our love, knowing while her heart is beating like a drum. She's on a beautiful island, and she's holding in her hand a diamond, and it's glistening in the sun. 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 It's glistening in the sun.
Join 94.9. From the album, hashtag Say Yes to Love, that is Michael McGlynn with Diamond on Joy. Now, he is a producer and label owner and a recording studio owner in Sydney behind the album in support of the Australian marriage equality.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.